This live stream is brought to you by The Incomparable.
This is also new to Jason, instead of having two episodes of us repeating the same lines over and over again.
Yeah, it's weird.
Just to get one episode.
I could do,
could you do that again?
I could just post like outtakes for the next 3 weeks while I sleep. But I'm not going to.
Isn't Tesla supposed to be on this episode?
I don't think so.
No, not Glenn. I'm saying actual
Nikola Tesla.
Yeah.
Nikola Tesla.
There he is.
Scott was just dying to do a voices. And he had to be.
I had no voices to do.
All right. Yes. Nikola Tesla. That was, I love that Scott's the only one not doing, well, he's doing a voice, but he's just doing a Chicago guard. Whereas everybody else is doing a phony voice in that one.
What part about it was made it Chicago?
I don't know.
Scott's heart.
Was it a non-audible
portion of the performance? It was a Chicago spirit.
It was an attitude.
Exactly. He had just eaten deep dish pizza, and that's it.
It was an attitude. It's a state of mind, being a Chicago security
guard. The guard's mayor was Rahm Emanuel.
No, yes. I think that's New York.
Thinking about Oprah.
Yeah. I liked it enough to nominate it. Among the books that I read that were published in 2012 and were plausibly science fiction-ish, this was one of the five I liked the most because I put it on my Hugo ballot. It wasn't strong on my Hugo ballot, but I did put it on.
And I think it's better than most of the books that I've
nominated
for the Hugos.
Yeah.
But that's another discussion.
That is a whole other podcast that we're going to have to do. When the Hugo packet comes out, I'll start reading those books. Well, the great thing about the Hugo nominations coming out is that those are books that I know I don't have to buy now because they'll be sent to me as a voter, and I don't have to give Mira Grant any money. The books will just come to me.
I got to get her to be a guest on the show because I can only, or either that, or we have an episode where I'm forced to read those books because you guys hate them with such a fiery passion.
No, you should totally read them, John.
You know, before we move on,
really sold me on them.
Before we move on to the road, I have to say on Twitter today, I saw the Mira Grant is a pen name for Shannon McGuire, who's a urban fantasy writer who writes these apocalypse books under the name Mira Grant. And somebody on, I'll put the link in the show notes. Somebody wrote a piece on the internet that basically said the Hugos suck because they keep nominating terrible books like the books by Mira Grant. And I saw this because somebody I follow on Twitter retweeted Shannon McGuire saying how, you know, basically, I know I shouldn't take it personally when people criticize my work, but you know, but it was very painful, and I'm in a really bad mood because people are being mean to me. And you know, and I actually felt bad for her because, you know, I have nothing against her personally. I don't think she's a very good writer based on the books that I've seen, but it, you know, that's my opinion, and you know, I don't think she's an awful person because she wrote a book. Two books and a novella that I don't like. It's, you know, I thought that was interesting that Scott and I aren't the only ones, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Well, how could we be the only ones?
Yeah, how could we? Exactly. Well, and the premise of that, and we can talk about this more in our Hugo episode, the premise of that blog post was really where the Hugos, because it's a fan award and anybody can pay $50 to get a vote, have become a vehicle for authors with fan bases who mobilize their fan bases. And that's why Shannon McGuire and John Scalzi get nominated. And Scalzi's okay. And I think I actually nominated Red Shirts. I'm not sure. It was fine. But, you know, they get nominated because they've got fans who are mobilized, not necessarily because they wrote the best books. And the same argument could be made for Lois McMaster Bujold, who writes those Vorkosigan books, which keep getting nominated, you know, 17 books in. And I liked the latest Miles book, or the Ivan book. But, you know, still, is it really nominable? And then there's the Kim Stanley Robinson book that got nominated, and he's kind of going on reputation because I haven't found a soul who liked it. I think most people who like his stuff read it and thought it was terrible, and I actually haven't found anybody who's finished it. So, you know, I thought it was an interesting point, but I also hear the other side of it, which is, as a writer, you're like, please don't say that because you don't like my book, the awards that I've been nominated for are therefore invalid, because that kind of hurts.
Well, sorry. I mean, they do have a point, but we should say that she's also has the distinction of being the person who's been nominated the most in a single year, because this year she is nominated five times.
Five times. Under her name and the pen name, her podcast is nominated for the best fan cast. Other podcasts weren't nominated, but that's okay.
Don't mention
that. That's okay. That's okay. We like the Parsec Awards better anyway. It's far more legitimate.
That's right.
They have a committee that picks the awards instead of it
much
just being
more prestigious.
A fan. Much.
We only like elitist better. Institutions where a select group of tastemakers decides what's quality and not voting by the dirty masses.
Let's just compare. Exactly. The Hugo Awards has a bronze sculpture of a rocket ship. The Parsec Awards has a plasticky set of stars that look kind of like the More You Know logo from those NBC PSAs. And the difference, here's the tiebreaker. We have the stars and not the rocket ship. So stars win.
Great. And you know what? When you're in a rocket ship, you're going
to the stars
because you want to go to the stars. So
yes, the Hugo Awards are merely the conveyance. The Parsec Awards are the destination.
That's right.
Brilliant. Brilliant. There you go. Goodreads plug. Now that it's owned by Amazon, like everything else.
I put in the chat, Skype chat, a link to a relevant Penny Arcade comic, which ties into my previous campaign to get Lex to understand what Penny Arcade is.
I don't get it.
You don't know what Minecraft is either, so you're missing a lot of context for this. But maybe.
I don't get it. I don't understand what's happening in Panel 3. There's
no it's Minecraft.
Does anybody get it, Jason?
I'm going to show that to my son. He will think that's hilarious.
Yeah. Your son is more culturally connected
than Lex. Yeah, this was good. It's nice to have Lex on, and Lex has read it, and John has read it.
Yeah, I read it. I read it in 3 days because I was like, "Oh, I gotta give it to this book. I gotta get it." And then it was only 300 pages or whatever. I was like, "Oh, all right, that's over."
And it's what's extra interesting is that I did not read the Dog Stars for the Incomparable. I just read it because Scott Simpson recommended it on Twitter.
Wow. My wife asked a colleague of hers at the library and did a bunch of research to find books for me for Christmas, and it was this and The Rook.
Going to be on The Rook episode, but I didn't make it, and then I listened to the episode and it's like, well, that sounds like it would have been a fun book to read.
Yeah.
You can still read it.
I know everything that happens. I sometimes have Incomparable still sitting in iTunes, and I'm like, I'm not listening to that one because I'm actually going to read the thing that they talk about, and I don't want to know anything about it because I'm very spoiler sensitive. But for The Brook, I'm like, I'll just listen to the episode. It probably won't be that good, and then I probably made a bad choice. But now I'm demotivated to read it. But some episodes I have still not listened to because I plan to read the thing you talk about.
I still haven't listened to the Real Genius episode. Or the Dragon episode, actually. I haven't read to that. There are like 3 episodes I think that I haven't listened to.
I listened to the Dragon one. They didn't spoil anything in that one.
Yeah, I just haven't listened to it. I didn't edit it and I didn't host it and I wasn't on it, so I haven't listened to it and I just never got back to it. It's still sitting in Downcast. Yeah. Crazy. Okay, Lex, go to bed.
This was fun. It was a hoot.
Yeah, it was. We've determined things about the apocalypse.
Yeah.
It's good to know.
I'm going to go kill my children.
No, put them to bed or something. I don't
know.
Someone
just has a fire.
It's okay. The apocalypse hasn't happened yet.
All right.
You had the hurricane and your children are still alive, so.
I just want to clear my instant. I mean, I'm not looking. I don't want to kill my children.
We got it.
Okay. Have a good night.
We have called self services.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.